Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. You're all in one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. I guess Mercury's in retrograde. I have no idea what this means.
Do you know that there is actually a website? I just typed it in. Is Mercury in retrograde.com? And it says, yes, that may account for the weirdness. So if somebody says Mercury must be in retrograde, it really is right now. So
yeah, you know how I feel about
that. Supposed to mean that everything that you do now, signing any contracts, anything, will all be undone when Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah, everything goes backwards.
Show me the science.
Yeah, really. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Give us a call with your questions or comments about entrepreneurialism, selling on eBay, your eBay listings, whatever, at 888-RADIO-30.
Hey, last week we had a winner, right, for the secret word contest?
Yeah.
I don't think he ever contacted me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I checked looking, because I said, did I mail something out? Then I looked, and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, remember it was that, it took 2 weeks
long,
to get...
long word.
Exactly, that meant long word or something.
Right. If you were the winner and you didn't email me, please do. Oh, and don't just everyone email me. I only have a limited number of bags, so...
And to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, well, we wrote it in the write-ups. We can look in the write-ups and see who it was.
Yeah,
don't worry about
you,
that. We'll
yeah,
do that later.
Would be helpful, yeah.
No problem, because we keep track of it. You just heard the duck quack. To find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, click the group chat link on the player, group chat, sign in through community, even if you're already signed into eBay.
Yeah.
Scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. Very, very important. So if you want to win one of Griff's prizes. And what's the prize today, Griff?
The prize is, it's something brand new. It's a fabulously utilitarian eBay tote bag.
How many of those did you have?
Well, Jeff, I think, bought way too many, and we're trying to get rid of them, so.
Well, save me one.
We're trying to clean out the swag closet
for
next
really
year.
They're really nice, though. I mean, what the ones you're giving away are... really fantastic.
Oh, they come in handy, let me tell you. Oh, if you come to my house, they're hanging from the ceiling right now, filled with stuff. If you're a hoarder, this is a way to semi-organize some of the small stuff.
Yeah, well.
Just put it in bags.
We have to stop hoarders from hoarding.
Oh, I just spent the weekend cleaning out.
Oh, did you clean another section?
I cleaned another section of my garage, so it's section by section. I have it quadranted off.
Good.
Sectioned it off into
quadrants.
That's
the Rosalie method. Thank you.
And there's about 100 quadrants in the garage, so I'm now three in.
Well, listen,
progress is... Don't, please. Progress is progress. But I also spent time... you know, because of my interest in colognes and fragrances, mm-hmm. I end up getting a lot of free gifts, you know, if you
sure.
either in packages and it's like hand lotion or other stuff. And I've been putting that into a cabinet in the bathroom and I had to clean that out.
Well, let me tell you where to take those. You take those to the Savers or the
That's what I'm doing.
Goodwill
yeah.
that gives things. Let me tell you who likes those.
Who?
Women in battered women's shelters. They're there with their children.
Yeah.
They need lotions. They need all kinds of stuff.
Sure they do.
I give all of my, you know, hotel stuff.
Yeah.
Throw them in a bag and take them there.
That's what I'm, and that's where it's going. It's in the car.
Good.
Ready.
My
other car, which I don't drive at all anymore, except to go to Savers to drop stuff off, is now, I start adding bags into the back, and then I make a huge trip and drop it all off.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Julie in Las Vegas, Nevada. Known on eBay as Julie's Gems. Hi, Julie. What's your question or comment?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. My question is, for example, on these cancellations, I had a buyer that purchased something with an e-check, It did not clear on the first go around. They had to resubmit it. PayPal had to do something. I don't know the details of why it didn't clear. Now she's telling me that she's going to pay with her debit card. She wanted me to send an invoice to her personal email, which I did.
Right.
The question is, when something like this happens, now I know I won't have to cancel it because she's going to pay. And hopefully, I don't know how the process works, but it possibly she can cancel the original e-check on her end. I don't know. If not, I'll have to refund later when that e-check finally clears. My question is, a lot of times I cancel these things because weird flukes happen like this with my buyers. I sell to a lot of young people because I sell a lot of Betsy Johnson, and they seem to buy that those products more. And the problem is, a lot of times these kind of weird things happen and I'll have to cancel, or they'll come back and they'll say, I don't want the bag anymore, I'll cancel it, or the bag is too big, or the bag is too small, or all these various reasons why they want to cancel the transaction.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, these cancellations you say now are going against our performance.
No, stop. No.
Okay.
Now you have to pay attention. A stockout cancellation is when a buyer pays for an item and the seller starts a cancellation request and or refunds the money. So if a buyer buys something and they've paid for it, and then you refund the money without any request from them that they've changed their mind, that is what if a buyer doesn't pay, or in the situation you're in now, if the buyer never pays, the clock doesn't even start on a transaction until the buyer pays, then you're clear. The only other time where that might not be the case is if the buyer has won something or paid something or bought something and hasn't paid for it, and you cancel the sale without any correspondence from them. So if you cancel a sale without any correspondence from the buyer requesting it, that will be considered a cancellation, and that will result in a defect. So the that's how that will work. The advice here is to make sure that you always have the inventory that you list and sell, have it on stock, make sure it's as described and not broken or missing a part post-transaction, because that's not going to help you. But in cases where the buyer hasn't paid or is not paying or asks, says, I don't want this anymore, those are not going to count against you. That would make sense. That's not the purpose.
Well, Griff, these are buyers that have paid. These are buyers that have went ahead and paid for the bag or paid for the item, and then right away, or sometimes, say, an hour later,
they ask you to request it. They ask for you to cancel it. They are asking for a cancellation. That does not count. We're not Torquemada. This isn't the Spanish Inquisition. We're not holding sellers responsible for when a buyer changes their mind. That's not your fault. We're not going to count that as a defect. What we're looking for, and it is one of the worst experiences online anywhere, is when you paid for something and then the retailer or the seller says, I have to cancel this transaction because I don't have the item, or the item is broken. Or some seller says, I've changed my mind and I don't want to sell to you for whatever reason, or I think I could have got more money. Those are what resulted. Right.
I never think like that. But yeah, I'm just happy to make a sale. I value my buyers. But
there you go. You'll be fine. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, so as long as I put in there, I think there's two choices. Something about the address was incorrect, and the other choice is what, buyer asked to cancel or something?
Yeah, buyer requested a cancellation for whatever reason.
Yeah. And then that won't count as a defect.
No, and plus, how do they request a chance? How do they contact you to request that they've changed their mind? How do they contact
you? Email.
Exactly. And that's what makes the determination. If a buyer sends you a note after they've paid, or even before they've paid, and the buyer initiates a cancellation request, either that email and or goes and cancels the order, those aren't going to count against you. The only thing we're looking for is when sellers cancel without the buyer requesting it.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? Okay,
Julie.
Does that
make sense? Does that clear?
Yeah,
Julie, is that clear? I must have an affirmative yes or no from you. Okay, great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Always great to hear from you. We appreciate it.
You're sitting in an exit row, and in case of an emergency, we need to know that you can follow the instructions of the crew. I need a verbal yes or no.
Forrest in Lakewood, Washington, known on eBay as Hulk Caller 1. We know Hulk Caller 1. Forrest, how are you? What's your question or comment?
I am trying to clean up my listings like you guys keep suggesting, especially Griff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run into two problems. Number one is I was trying to do or put everything into a good till canceled. And I did it in bulk, and it would let me do most of them, but not all of them.
Huh.
And it's even within my own categories. Part of them would go and part of them wouldn't.
Right.
And I was wondering if there's anything in there that causes them not to be able to do that.
I wouldn't even begin to know unless I had more details. I'd have to see the listings and see the item numbers. And even then, if I couldn't tell, I'd need that in order to forward it to someone who can take a closer look. Stay on the line, Forrest.
Yes.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 341.
As you head into your eBay future, don't forget the things you already know. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this tip when it comes to customer service.
Work with your buyers. If your item is not as described, take care of it. Don't get eBay involved. You take care of it. You do what you need to do. Put yourself in the seat of a buyer. How would you want to be treated? Treat that buyer the same way. When they say the buyer has sent a request, answer that immediately. Don't bid on it. If they go, oh, I didn't get my item, write back and say, hey, let me check on this and see what's going on. Treat them professionally and answer them immediately.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888
Radio 30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Speak your mind at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
When last we left, you were speaking with Forrest in Lakewood, Washington, known as Hulk Hauler 1. Forrest, you want to repeat your comment again so Griff can jump right in?
Well, excuse me. The trying to get, some of them won't go till good till canceled.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering is, if I send you like a screenshot of the revise your listing page so that you can see pretty much what's on there. Is that what you need?
Well, no, I need just the item numbers. Is there an error message saying why?
It just says, there's something, I don't remember exactly what it said, but there was something about some listings could not be changed and we had to revert back to the old, whatever you had, whether it was 7-day or 30-day or whatever.
So, if you do this, were you using the bulk editor? Okay, so send me a list of those items that did not go through, just the item numbers. You don't have to send a screenshot in this case.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll tell you why they didn't go through.
So you send that to Griff at ebay.com.
Okay, I can do that. And then the second question is, you're always talking about no punctuation in the title.
Yes.
And the other day I listed some records.
Right.
And I put in the title, both sides, the title of them. And it really looks funny. Does search still pick up that way, or is there a problem?
Yeah, search isn't concerned with looking pretty. Search is just concerned with keyword space, keyword space, keyword space.
Okay, so if I put the title of both sides in there, then everything's okay?
Everything's
It'll
fine.
It'll still pick them up, huh?
That's
right. What's the record, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I had about 30 records that my mother dug out.
Oh, I see.
You know, they're back from the 50s and 40s, and they're just all kinds of...
So many of those. Griff, you were probably the same way because you're a musician. I loved the B-side better than the A-side.
Oh, there's some that I can still remember. Of course, that was in our day, Lee, when we were kids, you and I.
Hello, 45s.
The big argument used to be, well, I prefer the B-side over the A-side. Of course, when you were talking about a Beatles record, that was ridiculous because they were both great. But yeah, I remember... many songs I went out and bought the 45 for the hit song and then fell in love with the other side of the record.
A lot of the early Sun record labels were like that.
Yes,
you know, with Elvis and Carl Perkins. A lot of times, you know, That's All Right, Mama. You know, there were things that were considered the B-side. I just found a list of some of those things. The Sweetest Thing, 1987.
Right.
U2.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, Silver Springs, 1977.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Carry Me Home, 1977 AC/DC. How these are things, you know, a little later on in the 1980s. Bruce Springsteen, Shut Out the Light was another one, a B-side.
Oh, yes, exactly. I remember that, too.
Total Eclipse by Iron Maiden, 1982.
Yeah.
Hey, What Can I Do, 1970, Led Zeppelin. Oh, yeah. I Am the Walrus was a B-side.
Right, before it was on the Magical Mystery Tour album.
Decision to Make Hello Goodbye, the A-side, to I Am Walrus, earned them another number one song.
Some of these I put on there were 78.
Oh, wow, yes.
This is how old they are.
So I remember, the one that I'm remembering is, what was the B-side name? I can remember the song. It was the B-side to I Think We're Alone Now. Oh, Lucky Number by the Tommy James and the Shondells. But that was just an example. It was so much fun. And for you millennials...
1967.
Yeah, for you millennials who are wondering what we're talking about, this was the original vinyl 45, one song on one side and another song on the other. I know it's hard to understand.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even know.
They don't know anything.
Oh, yeah. So, Forrest, that's exciting to sell that on eBay, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you get most of your? Where do you get most of them?
A lot of the stuff I sell on there in one of my sites. I have two sites, so one of them I do consignments here in Lakewood.
Oh, people bring their old stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get quite a wide variety of different items.
So, Forrest, I hope we helped you out today, and you're going to send Griff that email?
Yes, please do.
I am going to do that.
Terrific. Let us know how it goes for you.
Probably get it tonight or tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Forrest. We appreciate your call. B-sides. I always loved B-sides.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I won my husband. He was listening. Yeah.
He was on the B-side?
I had just gotten to Detroit, and because I had been a music historian, writer, for some time, a country music historian, they didn't let any of the other announcers. I was so lucky at night. I got to play album cuts of my choice. And so, of course, on a person's album, you sometimes hear their A's, their B's, everything. I was playing B cuts like crazy. John loved the stuff that I played that you don't usually hear on the radio. And he called me one night, and that's how we met. So there you have it.
There you go.
We met musically. Yes, definitely. So who do we have coming up for the next hour? Let's see what's going on here. Oh, it's our last hour for the day. Can you believe it coming up?
Yes, it's time just flies when you're having fun.
Robin Yednock Haas, known on eBay as top-rated seller Green-Eyed Raven.
And we'll be back right here on eBay Radio in a moment. And our third hour, eBay Radio, is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.